ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்பியோ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாபியாம் நமஹ. பிரம்மசூத்ரா தேர்ட் சாப்டர் தேர்ட் பாதா. சர்வ வேதாந்த பிரத்யய அதிகரணம். சர்வ வேதாந்த பிரத்யயம் சோதனாத்ய விசேஷாத் பேதான்னேதி சேத் நைக்கசியமபி ஸ்வாத்யாயஸ்ய ததாத்வேன வேன ஹி சமாச்சாரே அதிகாரஸ்ச சமவச்ச தன்னியமஹ தர்ஷயதி ச. உபசம்ஹாராதிகரணம். உபசம்ஹாரஹ அர்த்தபேதாத் விதிசேஷவத் சமானே ச. அன்யதாத்வாதிகரணம். அன்யதாத்வம் சப்தாதிதி சேத் அவிசேஷாத் நவா பிரகரணபேதாத் பரோவரியஸ்த்வாதிவத் சஞ்ஞாதச்சேத் ததுக்தம் அஸ்தி து ததபி. வியாப்த்யதிகரணம். வியாப்தேஸ்ச சமஞ்சசம். சர்வாபேதாதிகரணம். சர்வாபேதாத் அன்யத்ரேமே. ஆனந்தாத்யதிகரணம். ஆனந்தாதய பிரதானஸ்ய பிரியசிரஸ்த்வாதி அப்ராப்தி உபச்சயாபச்சயோஹி பேதே இத்தரேது அர்த்தசாமான்யாத். ஆத்யானாதிகரணம். ஆத்யானாய பிரயோஜனாபாவாத் ஆத்மசப்தாச்ச. ஆத்மகிரஹித்யதிகரணம். ஆத்மகிரஹீதிஹி இதரவத் உத்தராத் அன்வயாதிதி சேத் ஸ்யாத் அவதாரணாத். காரியாக்யானாதிகரணம். காரியாக்யானாத் அபூர்வம் சமானாதிகரணம். சமான ஏவஞ்ச அபேதாத். சம்பவ சம்பந்தாதிதிகரணம். சம்பந்தாதேவம் அந்யத்ராபி நவாவிசேஷாத். தர்ஷயதி ச. சம்ருத்யதிகரணம். சம்ருதிஹி ஜுப்வியாப்திஹி அபி ச அதஹ. புருஷ வித்யாதிகரணம். புருஷ வித்யாயாம் இவச்சேத் இதரேஷாம் அனாம் நானாத். வேதாத்யதிகரணம். வேதாதி அர்த்தபேதாத். ஹான்யதிகரணம். ஹானௌது உபாயன சப்தசேஷவத் சப்தசேஷத்வாத் குஷசப்த ஸ்துதி உபகானவத் ததுக்தம். We are seeing the 15th adhikaranam of the third pada of third chapter, 385th running Brahma Sutra and 26th sutra of the third pada. Hanautu upayana shabda sheshatvate kusha chanda stuti upaganavate tadukham. That is the sutra. It's a long sutra. Now let us enter the next adhikaranam with this one sutra. It is a highly textual adhikaranam with purva mimamsa arguments. Yesterday I introduced some purva mimamsa arguments, and the subject matter of this adhikaranam is this. While talking about mukta purushaha, Vedas talk about how the karmas go away from them, and therefore one does not have punarjanma. Karma is destroyed by the power of knowledge. Some karmas are exhausted by sukha and dukkha experiences. It is said some karmas of jnani are transferred to others, especially agami karmas. Whoever harms a jnani, the papas of jnani will get passed on to them. So also the punyams get passed on to those who serve the jnanis. And Shankaracharya says that we should not take this statement literally. Literal transference is not intended here. The meaning is, jnani's karmas are destroyed, jnani is free from karmas, and the second intention is the glory of a jnani. By worshipping the jnani, one may get all the phalams as if worshipping the Lord. So jnani puja gives the same benefit as if the puja is done to the Lord. Jnani is an exalted human being, and one should not equate a jnani with normal human being. The idea of transference is twofold. One is jnani is free from karma and he is an exalted individual. We should not probe into actual transference of karmas from jnani to another. This is talked about in several places in the Vedas also. Veda talks about similar transference in the case of Upasakas also. They are Krama Mukti Purushas. First reference is given from Chandogya Upanishad, 8th chapter, 13th section, first mantra. Shama Chabalam Prapadye, Shabalachayamam Prapadye, Ashwayiva Romani Viduye, Papam Chandraiva Rahur Mukhat Pramuchya Dutvam Shariram Akritam Kritatma Brahmalokam Abhisambhavami Iti Abhisambhavami Iti. Wherein a Upasaka is talked about in Chandogya Upanishad, and for him the Upasaka Janma, whatever Janma he has taken, is the last Janma. Before or during death, all karmas are to be distributed. This is for Upasaka, understand. An example is given here. Just as the horse, a horse shakes off the old hair, just as the moon frees itself from Rahu at the end of a grahanam and all that, so also the Upasaka shakes off all the karmas during the final death. So the uniqueness of this mantra is, Upanishad talks about the dropping off of the karmas and transference of karma, karma palam is not mentioned here. It is dropping off only is mentioned. And there is another Veda mantra occurring in the Yajurveda Pura Bhaga, Karma Kanda portion. And that mantra says, Sukhrida Sadhu Krityam Dvishanta Papa Krityam. And these Mukta Purushas, Jivan Muktas or Krama Muktas, both of them, they give all the punyams to their well-wishers, Sukhridaha, worshippers, helpers, and to the enemies, Dushantaha, to enemies of jnanis and upasakas, their papams will be transferred to them when they trouble the jnani. This is from Yajurveda. And also from Rigveda, the Kaushitaki Upanishad, first chapter, fourth section, that also reiterates what is said above. Tat sukrita duskrite vidhunute tasya priya jnatayaha sukritam upayanti apriyaha duskritam tadyatha ratena dhavayan ratha chakre paryavekshatam evam ahoratre paryavekshatam evam sukrita duskrite sarvani cha dvandvani sa yesha visukruto vidushkruto brahma vidvan brahmaivam abhipraiti. The good people, Sukrita people, Sukritas, the good people who worship him, they take punyam. And apriyaha, the papis, they take the papams of the Jivan Mukta or Krama Mukta. So of these three mantras we got from Samaveda, from Yajurveda and Rigveda, the second and third mantras talk about the transference of the karmas. That is Yajurveda mantra and Rigveda mantra talk about transference of the karmas to priyas and apriyas. And the first one, Samaveda mantra, does not talk about transference of papams and punyams. The transference should be included in the first mantra or not is our question. So when it is in Brahma Sutra, we should find where controversy could be. And this is the controversy. And Purvapakshi will say that the transference should not be applied in the first mantra as Veda has omitted it. He says it is not included because Veda has omitted it. Therefore, you should not transfer the transference. That's what he argues. And Siddhanti says in Chandogya Upanishad of Samaveda, it also says that the transference must be included. Punya Papa will get transferred is the Purvapakshi's argument. Here Vyasacharya says, whenever there is no clarity with respect to a particular mantra, we refer to corresponding portion occurring elsewhere. This we have done many times. In Chandogya Upanishad, the 8th chapter, 13th section, the clarity is not there that we just read. So what happens to discarded karma is not explained there. And the Purvapakshi asks, what is the advantage you get from transference? And Shankaracharya argues here that the discussion is of some benefit as it reveals the exalted status of the jnani. So the discussion is of some benefit. It reveals the exalted status of a jnani. Jnani stuti you get only through the transference of punya papa karmas. The transference says that whoever worships a jnani will get punyam, and therefore the worship of a jnani is highly beneficial to the worshipper. And again in Mundaka Upanishad, in the third chapter, first section, third mantra, we have seen this mantra also earlier. It says, yada pashyaha pashyate rukma varnam kartaramisham purusham brahma yonim tada vidvan punya pape viduya niranjana paramam samyam upaiti. Knowing, shaking off good and evil, this person reaches the highest oneness, free from passion. That's what it says. So these Shruti Vakyams, they are silent as to who accepts this jnanis or this upasakas bad karmas. And all the punyams he will transfer to the worshippers of the jnani. And Vyasacharya says that transfer of papam etc. of jnani should be included in the Chandogya Upanishad mantra also. Although it is not specifically mentioned in the Veda. Krishna Swami, please. Vyasa says the transfer of papams etc. of jnani should be included in the Chandogya mantra also. It is not specifically mentioned in the Veda. So if an idea is, as I told, is vaguely mentioned in another mantra, the vagueness is clarified from a clear mantra. Jnani drops the punya papa and others take them. So in the Veda Purva Bhaga, it is common. Four examples are given here to substantiate this. One is Kusha, second is Chandas, third is Tuti, and four is Upagana. The sutra mentions all these four. Kusha, Chandas, Stuti, and Upagana. And all these four are from Veda Purva Bhaga. So in each case, we see two mantras. And Shankaracharya gives one vague mantra and another clarifying mantra in his commentary. So in example one, I'm not going to give the individual mantras. I'm only bringing up to their knowledge. That's it. So in example one, Kusha refers to a twig. That is a small piece of wood taken from a big branch of a tree. Kusha also relates to the grass. And the twigs are supposed to be used to count the number of recitations of mantras. For counting the mantras, they use the twigs. Veda does not say the twig of which tree though. Are we allowed to use the twig of any tree? And the word Kusha is used in a particular mantra. When there is a doubt, one should look for similar mantra elsewhere. And elsewhere, Audumbara tree is specified in some other place. So one should use the twig as Audumbara, the twigs of Audumbara tree. And the second example is Chandas. And Veda mantras are not chanted during Vedic rituals. And in certain, when Veda mantras are chanted in Vedic rituals, and in certain rituals, Veda has to chant the mantra that glorify the celestial, the divinities, various devatas. And when there is a confusion, which devata is to be glorified, and the order, when it is not specified, this confusion is clarified here. So the chandas, that will take care of the actual recitation of these mantras to glorify the devatas. And the third example is stuti. Stuti means stotram, especially stotrams of Samaveda here. And the devatas are glorified by singing the Samagana. And the Samavedi alone glorifies the devatas at a particular time during the rituals. There is instruction in one Shruti to utter praises for the sacrificial vessel also, Shodashi. The sacrificial vessel is called the Shodashi. Without specifying the time when it should be done. These are all details in Karmakanda. But we are just, because this is controversy here, we are just taking that. So Shodasi is the vessel. Vessel is the sacrificial vessel without specifying the time when it should be done. So, but in another Shruti, it says it is to be performed when sun has risen, not before sunrise. And here later instruction is to be accepted as supplementary to former. Using after sunrise is later, that should be used as supplementary to the former. And the Veda does not say the Shodasi Stotram at all. Shodasi is a particular vessel, as I mentioned, used in the rituals. So Veda does not say when this should be sung by the Udgata. Udgata is the Samaveda priest. I told you Hota is the Rigveda priest. Advaryum is the Yajurveda priest. Udgata is the Samaveda priest. And Brahma is the Atharveda priest in Yaniyaga. And in some other places, the time is also given. And the fourth example given in the sutra is Upaganam. Upaganam means the chorus singing along with Udgata, the Samaveda priest. In certain places, other priests like the Hota, the Rigveda priest, Advaryu, the Yajurveda priest, they should chant along with the Udgata. This is given in one mantra also. So chorus singing by other priests is called Upagana. And when you chant the Veda, it is said elsewhere that Yajurveda priest should not sing and join with Udgata. In some place that also said. Chandas means Vedic mantra, so this confusion. And the next is Stuti. Stuti means Samaveda confusion here. So all these four confusions are solved in Karmakanda. So in the same Chandogya Upanishad, transference of Punya Papa to others is argument in this particular place. So it says Tad Uktam. Vyasacharya says this method of clarification, Tad Uktam, is mentioned by whom? By Jaimini in Purva Mimamsa Sutras. So Jaimini Sutras in the 10th chapter. Yesterday I mentioned 12 chapters are there and all. So 10th chapter, 8th section, 15th mantra. Apitu Vakyasheshatvat Itara Paryudasaha Syat Pradishede Vikalpaha Syat. This is the sutra. We do not go into details of the sutra. I just only wanted to mention to you, these sutras are used in terms of addressing these kind of controversies. Now we'll see the word analysis of this sutra. First, let us see the running meaning. Hanautu, when dropping off, the Punya Papa alone is mentioned. That transference to others has to be understood. So when dropping off, Punya Papa alone, dropping off only is mentioned, but the transference of Punya Papa to others has to be understood. Upayana Shabda Seshatvat, associated with transfer in other Vedas. Kusha, Chanda, Stuti, Upaganavat. This is understood from the examples of Kushastics, Chandas, Stuti, and Upagana that we just now mentioned. Tad Uktam. This has been mentioned by Jaimini in Purva Mimamsa Sutra, Jaimini Sutra. Now let us see the significance of these words. Hanav. Hano means dropping of Punya Papa mentioned in Chandogya Upanishad, 8th chapter, 13th section, 1st mantra that we just read. Two means the transference is not mentioned in Chandogya. When it is not mentioned, it means the transference of the dropped Punya Papas. That's what it means. This is called Upayana. Upayana Shabda Seshatvat. Upayana Shabda Seshatvat. Upayanam are grasping by other people. The expression Upayanam is found elsewhere also. Tad Uktam. And this has been said by Jaimini. With this Adhikaranam is also over. Here, Guna Upasamhara can be used in Arthavada part. That is stated here. Because you must remember, we are in third chapter, third pada, where we try to do this Guna Upasamhara. The glorification can be transferred from one place to the other. That also can be transferred. Let us go to the next Adhikaranam. Adhikaranam number 16, topic 16. Samparayadhikaranam. Samparayadhikaranam. Samparaye tartavyabhavat tatahyanye. That is a sutra. 386th running Brahma Sutra, 27th Sutra, third Pada, third chapter. And this Sutra, Samparaye Tartha Vyabhava Tatakhyanye, it decides when individual soul shakes off good and evil deeds. When an individual jiva shakes off the good and evil deeds, actions, karma palams, actions and all. First, let us give a general introduction to this Adhikaranam with two sutras in this Adhikaranam. This is also highly technical and textual Adhikaranam. In some of the Vedic mantras, it is said that a Mukta Purusha drops all Punya Papas just before death. A Mukta Purusha drops all Punya Papas just before death. And some mantras, they talk about dropping off the Punya Papas after gaining knowledge or becoming wise. So Mukta Purusha drops Punya Papas just before death. Some other mantras, they talk about dropping off Punya Papas after gaining knowledge or becoming wise. And the Kaushitaki Upanishad of Rig Veda, first chapter, fourth section, it says that Mukta Purusha travels through and crosses a river called Viraja Nadi. Sankalpa Matrena, the dead soul crosses the river. Just Sankalpa Matrena, the dead soul crosses this river called Viraja Nadi. Sagachati Virajam Nadim Tam Manasayeva Atyeti. Sankalpa Matrena Manasayeva. So he crosses all Punya Papam in the river. Now there is a controversy here. In Chandogya Upanishad, it is said, a jnani drops all Punya Papams at the time of death. Now the question is whether one drops the entire Punya Papa at the time of death or during the time of travel through Shukla Gati. The Shukla Gati and Krishna Gati and all, we should be familiar. So the conclusion is at the time of death itself, all Punya Papa karmas are dropped, not after Viraja Nadi Sthana. Not in the place of Viradhyanadi, but at the time of death itself, all Punya Papa karmas are dropped. This is the general introduction to this Adhikaranam. Now let us go to the general analysis of this sutra. And Vyasacharya says that all Punya Papas are dropped at the time of death. So Punya Papas have to be retained if during the journey experiences are to be encountered. Because during the journey, if experiences have to be encountered, Punya Papas have to be retained. It cannot be just dropped. So role of Punya Papa is giving Sukha and Dukkha experiences only. And for a Mukta Purusha, there is no Sukha Dukkha Anubhava. Experiences to be encountered are no more there for him. And therefore, there is no Punya Papa in the Upasaka, in this Mukta Purusha's account. That is what this says. Now let us see the word analysis of this sutra. Samparaye tartartha vyabhava tartha vyabhavat tata hyanye. That is the sutra. Samparaye means upasaka drops all punya papa at the time of death itself. Tartha vyabhavat, because he has no more experiences to be faced on the way. On the way means Shukla Gati highway after death. These are after death, Shukla Gati, Krishna Gati and all after death. Anye, anye means the other branches of the Veda, tatahi declares so, they say so. Now we'll see the significance of the words. Samparaya means death, samparaya means the final travel here, and tartavyabhavat means the pleasures and the pains, sukha dukkha experiences in the form of sukha dukkha, they are encountered and they are not there. He will have to attend Brahmaji's class there and gain Jivan Mukti in Satyaloka. So Tatahi Anye, other branches of the Veda. So at the time of dropping the body, he drops Punya Papas also. Before proceeding further, actually we have to make and understand some basic concept, because if I keep saying the same things, maybe there could be some people may get lost someplace. So I will make some general comments. The Vedic statements taken in the present and the previous Adhikarana that we just saw are one and the same only. For details, we can refer to the, when you go back, you can look at the previous Adhikaranam also. The Rigveda, Yajurveda, and Samaveda mantras are same, taken for the previous and the present Adhikaranas. Only with respect to the Rigveda mantra, there is a slight difference. The mantra taken from Kaushitaki Upanishad of Rigveda in this sutra is 1.4, first chapter, fourth mantra. Between the previous and the present mantra, the Rig mantra slightly differs, while Yajur mantra stays the same. That in Rig mantra it was 1.5, today this is 1.4 here. Similarly, Sama mantra is exactly same in previous mantra and in previous Adhikaranam and this Adhikaranam, present one. That is Chandogya Upanishad, 8th chapter, 13th section, first mantra. So coming to the present Adhikaranam, we have three Veda mantras. And the topic is what? All the three mantras talk about the upasaka dropping off all punya papas before attaining krama mukti. Krama mukti means at the death through Shukla Gati, the person goes to Satya Loka in Brahma Loka. There he gains knowledge and get mukti. That is called krama mukti. So saguna upasaka, he drops all punya papa at the time of final janma. He will attain krama mukti, and therefore there is no punarjanma for such person. He has attained krama mukti. It is not jivan mukti in this birth itself. Krama mukti after death, after going to satyaloka. So the time of dropping is the subject matter for analysis here. And the Rig mantra says time of dropping punya papas. The Rig mantra says one thing. Yajur mantra and Sama mantras, they say something different. And the Yajurveda and the Samaveda mantras, they say, when Upasaka is to die, he drops punya papas. And Yajur mantra says that after Maranam, when he travels, he goes through Shukla Gati and he crosses the Viraja Nadi, that river. And the controversy is what? Whether Krama Muktas drops his Sukha and Dukha Anubhavas at the time of dropping of the body itself, or after death while traveling in higher lokas. So both these views have got Shruti and Smriti support also. So the Shruti statement always, whenever Shruti and Smriti are there, Shruti only is always, it reigns supreme, that we have told many times. And again, the Shruti support with logical support will sway over the Shruti support without logical support. So Shruti should be also supported by Yukti. That's our Shruti and logical support. And the Rigveda mantra has no logical support also. And for Yajurveda mantra and Samaveda mantras, they have logical support, and therefore we discard Kaushitaki Upanishad Vakyam, because Kaushitaki Upanishad is from Rigveda and there is no logical support for that mantra, so we drop it. So Punya Papa Tyaga should be brought to Marana Kala at the time of death. And after Marana Kala, if Upasaka does not drop Punya Papa, that means after death, before reaching the destination, there is an intermediary stage. After Marana Kala, nobody knows all this, only what Veda says. After Marana Kala, if Upasaka does not drop Punya Papa, that means after death, before reaching the destination, there is an intermediary stage of travel. And there must be some Punya Papa to be dropped at the Viraja Nadi. So Punya Papas are required only for giving Sukha and Dukkha Anubhavas. And Punya Papa cannot give them during intermediary state, as the Upasaka does not have body after death. He cannot experience. After death, he has no gross body. So the Shariram, he will take only in Brahma Loka. And therefore, in intermediary state, he will not have a body. Because without a body, tenement, how can anybody can enjoy or suffer consequences of Punya Papa? So he cannot have Sukha and Dukkha Anubhavas. This is the first argument. And the second argument that is going to be given in the next sutra that we will see. Chandada Ubhaya Avirodhat. Chandada Ubhaya Avirodhat is the sutra. 28th sutra, third pada, third chapter, 387th running Brahma Sutra. And the second argument is given here. What does that say? Not only no logical support, but also there is positive logical problem. Even though there is no logical support, it's okay, but there is a logical problem also. The Upasaka will enjoy free will only as long as human body is there. As long as human body is there only, the Upasaka will enjoy free will. Therefore, Punya Papa neutralization has to be done. So it has to be done in Manushya Sharira because he is already dead. So once Shukla Gati travel starts, he doesn't have Sharira. Manushya Shariram is gone. So for Vedanta Shravanam, he will take a Shariram only in Brahmaloka, because in Brahmaloka also, he has to learn Vedanta and he has to gain knowledge. So for learning Vedanta, you need a Shariram. So that he has to take only after reaching Brahmaloka. So if free will is absent, the Upasaka during Prayana, this travel, cannot do any sadhana at all because free will is absent. He cannot also do any karma, this travel. So one requires Shariram and will have to do any sadhana or karma. So if Upasaka does not drop Punya Papa, then he will have problems during the travel. That will make him to be born again. So even Upasaka does not drop Punya Papa, then he will have problem during the travel. Then it will be make him born again. So even Virajanadi crossing is mentioned, and one crosses during the journey alone, the person is able to cross the Virajanadi. He cannot take any will-based decision because there is no freedom. And Kaushitaki Upanishad of Rigveda does not mention any sadhana also. And whatever happens during Shukla Gati Prayana, that is, we call it Devayana. Shukla Gati is called Devayana. We have already seen all this. It's not will-based event, and there can never be any sadhana at all. For example, if a tiger kills a deer, tiger will not get any papam, because the killing is instinct-based and not will-based. Tiger will not kill a deer for pleasure. So then Vyasacharya says that this is in agreement with the other two. And the other two relates to the Veda Vakyams, Yajurveda and Samaveda Vakyams. And all Upanishads say that the Krama Mukti is as a result of Upasana. Between Upasana and Punya Papa Tyaga, cause-effect relationship is given in all the Upanishads. Upanishads always, they are all uniform in saying between Upasana and Punya Papa Tyaga, cause-effect relationship is given. Suppose we go to the Kaushitaki Upanishads. What is the problem? At the time of Maranam, at the time of death, he will not drop Punya Papa. And the Upasaka retains some Punya Papa. And if he drops the Punya Papam in Virajanadi, then what is the cause of Mukti? Then credit will go to what? Credit will go to crossing of Virajanadi and having a snanam in it. Nowhere in Shastra it is said that Virajanadi snanam will give Mukti. Now let us see the word analysis. First see the running meaning. Chandada Ubhaya Avirodhat. This is the sutra, Chandada Ubhaya Avirodhat. Chandada means this is true because of the presence of free will before death. Ubhaya Avirodhat, because it is in agreement with the other two. But the two mantras we read from the other two Vedas. Now let us give the significance of these words. Chandadaha means because of the presence of free will. My view is correct. This is claim. Before Maranam alone, free will is available. But during Shukla Gati, free will is not available because body is gone to neutralize the Punya Papa. Avirodaha. Avirodaha means no virodha, agreement. Agreement with what? Ubhaya. Ubhaya means the other two mantras. And for the Shankaracharya, Avatu means the Yajurveda and Samaveda mantras. For the Shankaracharya gives two interpretations. The other two refers to the other two Shruti statements, that is from Chandogya Upanishad and Yajurveda. Chandogya means Samaveda and Yajurveda statements, given in the previous sutra. We just read earlier. So the second meaning of that Shankaracharya gives for this is the agreement with cause and the effect. That is the agreement with the cause and effect. The upasana being the cause and krama mukti is result. By doing upasana, a person gets krama mukti. And this will fit only if upasaka drops punya papa at the time of death. Because they will be otherwise hanging. So if not, virajanadi snanam will take the credit. Otherwise, it will say that it all the punya papas were taken away in the virajanadi, so he went pure. So, and one more Purvamimamsa Nyaya that is applied in this context, although Shankaracharya does not explicitly mention. I don't have the sutra here. But sub-commentators, they offer this point. Kaushitaki Upanishad gives an order in a different manner by saying that the Upasaka dies, takes the route of Shuklagati, comes to the shore of Virajanadi, crosses the Nadi, then drops all the punya papas. That is the order he gives in Kaushitaki. So the punya papa is chronologically presented after crossing Virajanadi, and we conclude dropping the punya papa after crossing the Virajanadi. Here, while interpretation, we should change the order by saying dropping of punya papa first in favor of logical order. Even though changing the order in the Shruti for the logical order is allowed. It's not just an exception, it's not allowed. So this particular Mimamsa principle is a very big topic in Purva Mimamsa Shastra. So for this only I don't have the sutra, but this is what is said here. So any karma requires an order. And we cannot change the order as we like. They are to be done as per the system enumerated in the Shastras. And when karma is vague, proper krama order is taken. When the krama is vague, proper order is taken by using logical support. Shruti, Artha, Pada, Sthanam, Mukhyam, and Pravritti, these are all the six pramanams in the Purva Mimamsa Shastra that are taken into consideration while changing the order in a Shastra. And when two of them give contradictory reports, the Shruti must be given the primary important. And here the rule is, when there is textual order and logical order, the latter will win by changing the former order, which is the textual order. So which is supported by logical order, that will only win. For example, we can give an example from Vedanta. In the Mundaka Upanishad, there is a mantra in the second chapter, first section, third mantra, where in the first line, Indriya Srishti is mentioned, the creation of Indriyas. Pancha Bhuta Srishti is mentioned in the second line. So Indriya Srishti is mentioned first and Pancha Bhuta Srishti is mentioned in the second line. Etasmat jayate pranaha manasarvendriyani cha. Kham vayur jyotirapa prithivi vishvasya dharinim. This mantra we have seen earlier also. The textual order is Indriya Srishti first and Panchabodha Srishti is given second. The first line talks about Indriya Srishti and the second line talks about the Panchabodha Srishti. Kham vayur jyotirapa prithivi. So that is the order is given in this manner, in this shloka and in this mantra. And all creations should come first, because from Pancha Bhutas only Indriyas emerge. Therefore, between Indriya Srishti and Bhuta Srishti, we have one logical order and a textual order. And when there is a conflict, the logical support is stronger and then we change the order. So logical order is superior to textual order. This we have seen this thing also earlier. With this, the sutra and the adhikaranam is also over. Now let us go to the next sutra and the next adhikaranam. Gatehe arthavatvadhikaranam is the name of the adhikaranam. Gatehe arthavatvadhikaranam. Gatehe arthavatvam ubhayata anyatahi virodaha. Gatehe arthavatvam ubhayata anyatahi virodaha. 29th sutra, 3rd pada, 3rd chapter, 388th Brahma Sutra. First, let us give a general introduction to this Adhikaranam with two sutras. And in this Adhikaranam, the topic is about, again, Mukti only. And in the Shastra, they talk about, they have two words in a loose sense. And they are Vidya and Mukti. Vidya is one word, Mukti is another word. And this has created a lot of confusions. They have two meanings according to the context. Vidya means, the first meaning is Sagunam Brahma Upasana is one meaning for Vidya. And the second meaning is Nirguna Brahma Upasana. Nirguna Brahma Jnana. I should not say Nirguna Brahma Upasana. Nirguna Brahma Jnana. So similarly, Mukti has got also two meanings. So these two meanings, Saguna Brahma Upasana and Nirguna Brahma Jnana, is for Vidya, the word Vidya. And for Mukti, it has got two meanings. One is Krama Mukti, another is Jivan Mukti. And when you say Vidya produces Mukti, we have to read the sentence twice. You have to give the meaning properly. First is Sagunam Brahman gives Krama Mukti. And the next meaning is Nirgunam Brahman gives Jivan Mukti. So we should not change. Upanishad in several places say Vidya Palam Mokshaha. So Moksha is defined as Sakala Punya Papa Palam. So in the context of Mukti, in several places, the Upanishad talks of Shukla Gati only. And our controversy here is what? Whether Shukla Gati is applicable in both the cases of Saguna Brahma Upasana, that is Krama Mukti, or Nirguna Brahma Sadhyo Mukti Jnana. And our conclusion is, it should be discreetly applied. This to be discreetly applied. And the two meanings for Vidya are unique to Advaitam. Similarly, Mukti also has got two meanings, Krama Mukti and Jivan Mukti, followed by Videha Mukti. Jivan Mukti followed by Videha Mukti. So first time, when you say Vidya gives Mukti, it means Saguna Brahma Upasana gives Krama Mukti. First time when you say Vidya gives Mukti, it means Saguna Brahma Upasana gives Krama Mukti, Nirguna Brahma Jnanam gives Jivan Mukti. And in the context of Mukti, in several places in the Shastras, Shukla Gati is talked about. Now the debate is whether Shukla Gati should be included in both types of Vidya and Mukti. This is our debate. And Purvapakshi says, the Shukla Gati should be included for all the people, both Upasakas and Jnani. However, Siddhanta establishes Shukla Gati applies only to Krama Mukti and not to Jnani. Krama Mukti only it applies to, not to Jnani, enjoying Jivan Mukti. Jnani cannot and will not travel with the dissolution of the three bodies on gaining Jnana. The gati should be partially only applied, and in the case of Upasaka, gati should be applied, and in the case of Jnani, gati should not be applied. Now let us see the general analysis of this sutra. And Vyasacharya says that Shukla gati should be partially applied to only some Mukta Purushas and not to all Mukta Purushas. And Vyasacharya gives the logic also. And the Pramana is Shruti Pramanam, wherein the Upanishad says, Jnanis merge with Brahman here and now without traveling. Jnanis merge with Brahman here and now without traveling. This is the Mundaka Upanishad, third chapter, first section, third mantra. Yada pashyaha pashyate rukma varnam kartara misham purusham brahma yonim tada vidvan punya pape vidhuyam niranjanaha paramam samyam upaiti. One who has gained Jivan Mukti is free from all punya papas, and he gains absolute identity with Brahma. And some people say that identity means Jivatma is one with Paramatma. We say that paramam sat samyam, paramam samyam upaiti, that was what was said in the mantra. So paramam samyam means that it refers to absolute identity. Namely, Jivatma is Paramatma, Paramatma is Jivatma, Jivatma Paramatma Aikya. So the absolute oneness is gained through knowledge. And there is no question of travel possible, and there is no question of Shukla Gati or Krishna Gati for such a person. And if you apply the Gati, the travel for all, then it will tantamount to Shruti Virodha also. If you apply Gati for everyone. Now let us see the word analysis for this sutra. Gatehe Arthavatvam Ubhayatam Anyatahi Virodha. So Arthavatvam Gatehe means the validity. Gatehe is travel and validity Arthavatvam, the validity of travel. Ubhayata, Ubhayata means here it is partial. Anyatahi, otherwise, Virodha, there will be scriptural contradiction. So the validity of travel is partial, otherwise there will be scriptural contradiction is the running meaning of this mantra. Now let us see the significance of the words. Gatehe means Shukla Gati as part of Mukti. We are talking about Mukti. So Shukla Gati as part of Mukti. So Arthavatva. Arthavatva means validity or applicability. Or we can call it meaningfulness also. So Ubhayata. Ubhayata means that's only partial. Do not apply this for all associated with liberation. Everybody getting liberation, do not associate for all of them. This only partially. And there are two types of people. They get, Videha Mukti at the time of death or Krama Mukti at the time of death. Both will not get Punarjanma after death. Videha Mukta does not travel, but the Krama Mukta will travel after death. Because Videha Mukta is what? If a person he gains Jivan Mukti while living, and after death he gets Videha Mukti. Stula Shariram alone goes in the case of an Ajnani. While all the three Shariams, they go for Jnani at the time of death. And Anyatadi. Anyatadi means otherwise. So if you apply Shukla Gati for all the people, both Jnani and Ajnani, the travel is not determined by you. And even Pratyaksham is not Pramanam there. None can determine who is Krama Muktaha and who is Jivan Muktaha. Nobody can determine. Only Pramana we have is what? Is Shastra only. And Mundaka Upanishad says that Jnani merger here and now. The Jivan Mukta Jnani merges here and now. And his Sukshma Shariram does not leave at all. Through which Nadi, the life comes out, is relevant only when you know the soul goes out. So if Kathopanishad is concerned, we know the story anyway. In Kathopanishad it is confirmed, Jnani merges here and now. And there is no question of his soul going anywhere. Virodaha means Shruti Virodaha, refer to the third chapter, first section, third mantra, and Arthabhaga Brahmana of Brahadaranyaka Upanishad also. I should have put that mantra, I forgot. Let us go to the next sutra. Upapannas Tallakshanartha Upalabdehe Lokavate. There is a sutra, 30th sutra, third pada, third chapter, 389th running Brahma Sutra. So the previous discussion is now continued here. And this is the reinforcement of the idea that you have to apply the Gati partially. So one set of people take to Shukla Gati and no Gati for Jnani. Jnani does not take any Gati at all. Because he is a Jivan Mukta. And now the Purva Pakshi says, why not Upasaka also not travel and gain Mukti here and now? You say only Jnani gets Mukti here and now. Why not Upasaka also does not travel and then gain Mukti here itself? And Vyasacharya says, that is not based on your likes and dislikes. As the Shastra makes the distinction, Upasaka travels after death while Jnanis do not travel. Shastra reveals that Jnanis do not travel and Upasaka travels. You cannot physically perceive the Sukshma Shariram. And therefore, you have to rely on the Shastra Pramanam only. You cannot see the travel of Sukshma Shariram. Normally people, when somebody dies, there's some blue light goes out, red light goes out. They say all that. You cannot see. You cannot physically perceive the Sukshma Shariram. And therefore, you have to rely on the Shastra Pramanam only. in the Kaushitaki Upanishad, Taittiriya Upanishad, Kathopanishad. We have seen these examples during those discussions. And Shankaracharya and Vyasacharya, they take to Kaushitaki Upanishad, the first chapter, fifth section. So here is given a vivid description of Brahmaloka and also the glory of Brahmaloka, both are given here. And this specific upasana is called Paryanka Vidya. This is called Paryanka Vidya that takes him near Bhagavan. So if going to another loka and going near Lord means certainly travel has to be accepted. And here the destination of upasaka indicates the travel after death. And not only travel, the upasaka has a different body to travel in the higher lokas. And he sits near Bhagavan, in the balcony seat with the Bhagavan. Therefore, it presupposes Shukla Gati. But Jnani does not have any body. And Jnani's Brahman is a avyavahara Brahman. This is Vyavahara Brahman for an Ajnani, for a upasaka, goes through Shukla Gati. For a Jnani, Brahman is avyavahara Brahman. There is no question of sitting together and having conversation with the Lord. Parajnani. Now let us see the word analysis of the sutra. Upapannaha. Upapannaha means this is proper. What is proper? Tal lakshanartaha upalabdehe. Because a result which indicates travel is found in the Shruti. Lokavat, as in the world or as we experience in day-to-day world. Now let us see the significance of these words. Upapannaha. Upapannaha means this is logical, that the upasaka must have travel and he cannot be clubbed with a jnani as he does not travel after death. Jnani does not travel after death. Upasaka has to travel. So you cannot club him with a jnani. So the upasaka's travel by Shukla Gati is proper and logical. And tal lakshanartha upalabdehe means gati or travel. A result that indicates the travel is found in the Shruti. In other words, Brahmaloka Prapti is what is talked here. One goes to Brahmaloka, Kramamukti. And reaching near the Bhagavan and conversing with the Lord, that is the result. And this palam is the indicator of the travel to such a loka, which is here, the Brahmaloka. In this loka here is Brahmaloka. And such a statement is found in Kaushitaki Upanishad, first chapter, fifth section. Lokavat. Lokavat means that this can be understood from our common experience in the world also. And Shankara gives two examples. One is Arogya Praptihi, gaining good health. Another is Grama Praptihi. Even though Prapti is common to both, one Prapti indicates travel, another does not indicate travel. And you have to use the discretion. Grama Prapti, physical travel is involved to go to your grama. And in the case of Arogyam, there is no travel involved in the case. So Brahmaloka Prapti, there is travel involved because Brahmaloka is away from our present Bhuloka. So one has to travel. Kramamukti involves travel. Brahmaloka Prapti means Kramamukti. That involves travel. And Jivan Mukti does not involve travel is the essence of this soul. Now let us go to the next adhikaranam, aniyamadhikaranam, aniyamaha, sarvasama virodaha, shabda anumanabhyam, aniyamaha, sarvasama virodaha, shabda anumanabhyam, 31st sutra, 3rd pada, 3rd chapter, 390th Brahma Sutra. There is no restriction as to going on the path of the gods for any vidya, any knowledge, any kind of upasana and all that. There is no contradiction as seen from the Shruti and Smriti is the contention here. The journey of the jiva who knows Brahman is continued in this sutra also. So let us see some general introduction, some general remarks to the Adhikaranam with this only one sutra. And the subject matter of this Adhikaranam is upasaka. And the debate is whether
all Upasakas have traveled or not. And the Purvapakshi says, the doubt comes because we go by the Shruti only and after death. What happens as we do not know? And Shruti alone is a Pramana. Because we go by Shruti only, that's only Pramana. And after death, what happens? Who knows? So only Shruti has to tell us. And in certain cases, the Upasana is based on the travel or Shukla Gati after death. But in some other cases, Upasana is mentioned and Shukla Gati is not mentioned. For example, there are examples are given here. One is the Panchagni Vidya, the 5th chapter, 10th section of Chandogya Upanishad, consisting of several mantras. And another Upasana is Sandilya Vidya, that is the 3rd chapter, 14th section of Chandogya Upanishad again. So both are Panchagni Vidya and Sandilya Vidya, both we have seen in this context, in the Brahma Sutra context itself. And both of them talk about Saguna Vidya alone. And here the problem is what? In Panchagni Vidya, Shukla Gati is mentioned in detail. In Sandilya Vidya, Shukla Gati is not mentioned. So the doubt will be what? Suppose a person does Sandilya Vidya, Upasana, that teaches Brahman is Srishti, Sthiti, Laya, Karana. And that Brahman is named Tajjalam. The name of the Brahman, when the person does Upasana in this manner, Sandilya Vidya, is called the Tajjalam. So meditating upon Brahman is Jagat Karanam, as Jagat Karanam is described in Sandilya Vidya. And Panchagni Vidya is various stages a dead Jiva undergoes before rebirth. We already said, all the 5 stages. Suppose a person practices Sandilya Vidya, will he undergo Shukla Gati or not? And the Siddhanta says they will go through Shukla Gati, whether it is mentioned in the Upanishad or not. That is the Siddhanta's conclusion. Now let us do the general analysis of the sutra. Veda expects some people who manage to get confused many places. Even if it says all these things in categorical way, some people may get confused. They manage to get confused. For such people, Veda gives clarification also. So in the sutra, there is a word Shabda. Shabda refers to Shruti Pramanam, Veda Pramanam, and Anumanam refers to Smriti Pramanam. So Shruti and Smriti Pramanam are there. Shruti Pramanam referred by the word Shabda, and the Smriti Pramanam referred by the word Anuman. And what is the Smriti Pramana here? In the 6th chapter, second section, 15th mantra of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, that is Shruti Pramana. This mantra, Panchagni Vidya, is repeated in Chandogya. The 6th chapter, second section, 15th mantra. Here the Panchagni Vidya is repeated. And at the end of Panchagni Vidya, Shukla Gati is mentioned. And it adds that not only this Upasaka, as also other Upasakas, any other Saguna Brahma Upasaka will also undertake Shukla Gati. And the Smriti Pramana comes from where? From the 8th chapter, 24th mantra of Bhagavad Gita. Agnir Jyotiraha Shuklaha Shanmasa Uttarayanam Tatra Prayata Gacchanti Brahma Brahma Vidojanaha. This is the Bhagavad Gita mantra. So all the Saguna Upasakas, they will undergo Shukla Gati. Therefore, the condition is that all Saguna Upasakas will have Shukla Gati. That is the conclusion by these mantras, both from supported by Shruti and Smriti. So we will deal more details of this sutra next class, next week. यो वेदादौ स्वर प्रोक्तो वेदान्ते च प्रतिष्ठितः तस्य प्रकृतिलीनस्य य परसमहेश्वरः पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम्